Okay. We want yod in samachalos. Okay, close. So we had bad news for ourselves yesterday. We said that atzmus is midah maguna himo'od. Sadness is a terrible midah. And kol shekein b'heichlus shomelech v'yomim. Same as a person in front of the king is miserable and sad, he's going to get his head chopped off. So kol shekein in the heichel of the melech v'yomim. Okay, let's have a look. Because of a kolboy, al inyan habrocha she'asimcha b'moynoi, which we say around nisuin, but that because of Yaakov ended, could be mistaken, made a sim mashas for midi, and in the bench, and he said basimcha b'moynoi, and his father came to him in a dream and said he was chayav b'nafshei, simcha b'moynoi is b'nisuin only. We have to see what that means. Okay. Lama yesh simcha b'shamayim. There's a musog of la simcha b'ma'inoi. In Hashem's world, there's simcha. So says the kol b'mim neshem, b'kol yoyim nivroim malochim chadoshim. Know what there's simcha b'ma'inoi? Because every day there's new malochim being created, yesh mi'ayim. Gevaldik. What's it got to do with me? The klalu, so what's the principle here? Shasimcha bo kashiroim dova chadash v'choviv. Simcha comes when you see new things that are choviv. V'chenu l'alocha. Alocha. Shemishano rois chaveiro ha-choviv lo zman rav. 30 days, I believe. Or priya mitchadesh mishana l'shana, or a fruit that renews, that comes back in the season new. You haven't seen oranges for since last season, and now there's oranges. Mavarach shechianu. You say shechianu, you know what? Mipnei shesamachte liboy. Simchas liboy, sorry. Mipnei shesimchas liboy. Or samachte liboy. Shedova Sheroy Mupoikshin will come upon me, Mafilu Mudova Chaviv, Miss Yashinu Baino, Fakwa Ainbo Simcha. Something that even it's Chaviv, but you have it all the time, you have it all the time. As Kwa Ainbo Simcha, how much whiskey can you drink before you start getting. I'm aiming my chirp over there. Right, you drink coffee, it's nice, and after a while, it's, you know, how much whiskey can you drink until eventually it just becomes like marble cup, you know? That's why you have to have a new one, and a new one, and a new one. That's capitalism's driven by this resource. Yeah, and you still say Shechianu every time? No, you enjoy it, Ken. Of a simcha, we don't have simcha, not even true. Okay, whatever. Amnam. Yishnam dvarim shem gedoyim v'amukim kol kach shekamashi begoshot tem yoseh b'kol pam yirubim yoseh v'yoseh chidush. That could be the whiskey. Yeah? There's certain things that are so great in the world, like whiskey, that even though you have them all the time, but each time there's a new chidush. There's this, oh, that could be. Okay, no, because we have to understand how it is that the whiskey still is no sign on Erev Pesach that you've got to get rid of it. Yeah. We're learning Hilchos Medikas Chometz and Bia Chometz at the moment together. Yeah. Whiskey becomes a real problem. Okay. How much more so? Something which is eternal. Every day, this is going to answer the who asked this question today, but it's habit. You do it every day, so it loses its glint. When you're meeting the king, the Melech Malchem Elohim, that ain't safe, that ain't noid milvadoi, and he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it takes work, but you have to see that as being something new. You're right, the words you're saying, it's really doing all old stuff. But the fact that I'm standing in front of the Melech Malcha Melochim with a new perspective, with a new insight, that there's something new going on here that you can focus on. You've davened like you've never davened before. Learning would be the same, by the way. Easy in learning. Because in learning, you do the Gemara again, there's a finish. You do it again, there's a finish. You do it again and again and again, there's more and more chidush. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you do Chazara. If it lets you do Chazara, you'd actually become something. It doesn't let you do Chazara. It's much easier to just go on to the next piece. The next piece, or the next piece. Why do they change Masechtas in the middle of a long winter's month like this in the Yeshiva? They change a perek, they change. Why? Because you need chidush. The Bochum already frazzled out, they burnt, they exhausted, and loyocholim. And so you have a bit of a midwinter break, and then you start a new parak. A lot of these shivas today do. No, in your day, they would not. Think about this generation. Oh, no, that's big today. That's big news today. Starting Zman, Choret, Bek, Chadash, Zman, whatever. So why new? Why new? What difference does it make? Which parak you learning? Which parak you learning? You don't understand any of that. So what does it make when you're learning? No, it's a chadash. No, it's a new perek, it's a new sugya, it's a new, be such a thing. Okay. Remember, shechenu sheyesh lekol tefila v'tefila kishla'atzmoy tam v'oynei chadash v'tikunim noirim chadashim. The truth is that there is in every tefila in its own a new tam, a new pleasure, unbelievable rectifications taking place in the higher world. No tefillah is similar to another tefillah at all. The Moshe Be'er Nefesh HaChaim, we brought it to you the other day, in Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, V'zeh L'Sheina. This can shake your foundations. Shema'eshi tiknois, tiknua. Adbias goel b'mehera b'yameinu, when the ancient against the gedolim, we massacred Shmone Esrei. Just let's take Shmone Esrei for now. Until Mashiach will come, lo haya v'lo ye shum tefila v'partois doyme l'chaveton shekoinim lo v'acharei klo. There won't ever and there will never be two tefillas that were ever the same as their friend. Never. Never. What do you mean? I daven Shmone Esrei this morning and Mincha going to daven the same Shmone Esrei. It's all the same. There will never was and never will be two Shmone Esreis ever the same. That's why you needed Nevi'im to write the Shmone Esrei, because it has to be written in such a way that no tefillah will ever be the same. It has to take into account what's necessary in Shemaim and what's changing and what's moving and what time of the day it is and how it is. It's all wired into that Shmone Esrei. When they wanted to make the broch of Lamal Shanim, they couldn't find anyone to write it. Have you seen that broch? You could have written. No, you could. It's easy. What did they couldn't find anyone to write it? The Tanoim, great. You know, what do you mean? 10-year-olds today can come up with a tefillah. Write a tefillah, you know, to wipe out all the errors. You know, there should be no hope for them. They should be wiped out. And until who was it came along? Even the Kotlin came along and he knew how to do it. Well, what did he know how to do? This. You have to be able to write a tefillah in such a way that the words, the permutations of the letters and how it works, Kabbalistic or whatever, you'll never have two tefillahs ever the same. Never, ever, ever. The call, the where we up to the Nefesh HaChaim. The levushi, the lavish, but safra, the clothes that are worn in the morning, lo lavish beramsha, the lavish beramsha, v'chein kol yoim v'yoim, the chaverish and the fun of Zacharov. The chen amru chazal. That's what chazal say. Mavus leyechel the taken zush the bitl kriyash marshal shachris or tefila. In Koheles it says there's certain things that can never be rectified. Chazal say, you know what that is? Someone who didn't say kriyash marshal shachris or arvis and someone who didn't daven, because once you didn't daven, it's gone. That tefila will never ever be because it can only happen once. Bleep pressure. Hola. Never come again. Moiridik, that never is the chaim is ushefi. He says there, and there was a time, that's why I needed Naveen to make this one answer. The Naveen on righteousness is Gedoyla. Without a Navi, you can't do this. There was the Kiddush of Shimon HaKotzner. He was able to add in a Brocha.
We're not the same. That we feel different.
Could be. I'm just telling you what the Rebbe Chaim says. Could be. Yeah, hopefully you're different. Hopefully the person that takes 3 steps back at Dennis Monessa is not the same person who took 3 steps forward when he started this one answer. Because you're the same person who's wasted this one answer. I'm not talking about him, Daddy. You didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, I did.
In the Swan Esra, when you took 3 steps forward to start Swan Esra, if you're the same person that takes 3 steps back after that Swan Esra, it could be you just wasted a Swan Esra.
Yeah.
Then Monday today, in those 10 minutes, something's supposed to change. Yeah. Look, huh? What are you talking about? What the Nevis Chaim is talking about? But you and yourself, you should be able to notice something. Yeah, why not? Again, you just had an encounter. You just had an encounter with the creator of the universe. When you come into that meeting, hopefully something's going to come through. Jen, it's not because we don't really feel like we're going to meet together a bunch of people. Like we wait together to understand the words. We might even have to bother for the words or whatever. But the Etzem Drakus, the Oymid Lifnei HaMelech, nothing happened. That's our problem. So hopefully something, you know. You meet an Adam Godel. You have a 20-minute meeting with, you know, the Chaim. You come out of there, hopefully something's changed. Not always, but sometimes you can.
Never throw the time 3 times a day. Every day, you probably wouldn't have.
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. That's something you have to work against. That's gravity. Of course. Hegel Nasa Teva is gravity. It's got a very positive side. That's how we train ourselves to do things we're supposed to do by using the habit. But it becomes mitzvah sanoshim ulumada, and you have to fight against that, of course. That's where the tension is. Does he hear what he said? You're supposed to come in that meeting with a kolosh bochur 3 times a day, knowing what you're doing. And if you know what you're doing, then no, you don't stay the same. Something changes. Again, in real, how much you feel or whatever. Just to be aware of it already is changed. To be aware of the fact that, hey, let me have a look. Did anything change? What's changed? Just ask the question already a different person. It's already a new level of greatness. What? The culture came. Etzem Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Etzem Kabbalah Shpeh Shechina, which has his Chachus all the time. There's renewal and newness there all the time. Machmas Ein Sefiyos Yisparach, because it's infinite. That entity you're encountering is infinite. So no matter how much you're going to encounter, there's always more to encounter. Can you see in Yirmiyahu, famous pasuk, Oisa Oizvoy, Makor Maim Chaim. They've abandoned me. What did they abandon? The source of living water. Shekabolish Shechina inim Makor Maim Chaim. Being Makabal Pnei Shechina is the source of living water. Uba Makor Harei Tomid Kakol Chadash. A source of living water, a spring, is always new. There's always new water coming out of it. That's why it's a spring and not a well, that machayves you to daven with simcha. V'imadam atzuv b'shas atfila va'avodas Hashem v'nafsho yaveisher alav. If a person is sad and dry in his avodas Hashem and his tefila, simanu she'ein tefila she'ein b'tefila uba avoda ma'ashi yisamet choto. There's nothing in his tefila and avoda that makes him happy. That's why if you ask 99% of the kids out there today, if you found it, you went Jewish, you'd be a guy, they say, no, we wouldn't.
Why?
Because they've never tasted the simcha. Because the avoider is mitzvah sanoshim velumada. You do it because you have to do it because everybody does it, and that's what you have to do. And if you don't, you're going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever. A dysfunctional father is what ought in heaven. And that's why you do it. And that's why 99%, and I might be not giving them due credit, maybe 100%. Depends where you are. Some places will be 70%, other places 100%. We'll tell you, if they found out they weren't Jewish, there's no way they would Madaya. Because they never, ever, ever tasted a bit of simchas from Avodas Hashem or simcha from Ruchnis. Never. She'ain betvila b'avoyde ma'ashi yisamech oto. Ve'ain ma'ashi yaira otoi l'raves etzimoyne v'cheshko. He has nothing that gives him that cheshek, that yearning. Nimtzu humare she'akiru v'ashem isparach l'chalot ponov u'ma'irim ein hu lo lo enek hasfachim. There's no pleasure in this whole Jewish thing. Nothing. And unfortunately, we know a lot of people like that. It requires a lot of thinking. What is the essence of tefillah? What am I doing here? He'll start becoming besimcha. You'll start acquiring new things. Why do you think he wrote this book? Because everything's fine out there. Shabbos the same. It comes every week. Leila Seder, whoa, everyone's excited and it's a big deal. Shabbos, greater than all of them put together. Shana Shudan, Kedusha of Neila. Oh, Azov, Neila. The Lechain Am is Boynen, the Mahusa Tfila, Yidr is Oile Besimcha, the Yedin Emona, Shumasi, Dvorim, the Kainats Machshav. Kinyonim chadashim v'nifloim, new awesome acquisitions here. V'zeh atzmai shezeichel l'chalot et pnei elokav. Zu simcha shein kamoi, just to be able to meet Hashem. V'yishtadol b'zeh mo'od li'ichni simcha b'livoi v'ashrei choyitzoi. You have to work to make simcha. Simcha is not something that just happens because something happened outside. No, simcha requires thought, work, avoidance. That's why we're doing this. This is the beginning of that avoidance, to understand what we're doing. Look how long the section on Rina is. You know, Bitzer and Tzaka and all the things that come from Tzar, whatever, was a very short section. This is hard. When you're in pain, you scream. I don't have to be, you don't have to say, well, should I scream, should I not scream? I don't know, maybe I'll scream. Maybe if I scream, I'll embarrass it. Or maybe I won't scream. You know, your finger's in the door and you know, you're thinking about, no, you scream because that's what people do. But simcha is not just an automatic, I'm standing in front of Hashem. Big deal. I've done this 1,000 times. So what's, you know, I never felt, I'm not feeling it now. So what's a big deal? No, you have to work at it. There's a kachavodah, it's an opposite. But it starts with understanding and thinking about what you're doing. Okay. Let's make this a little bit more practical, because now it's a little bit lufty. But Tvarimani scoring, Tzarech li izboinan b'myuchud b'zman amiris psuke de zimra. It's just killed your planning for the day. You know, that's when you do all your thinking and planning for the day. If this, maybe I can go there, then I'll meet him, and then you know, I'll speak to the bank manager, and then maybe I can talk to this guy and he'll help. Yeah, okay, so we're going to kill all that. You have to find some other time to plan your day. And we're going to think about these things we're talking about. Very important to say all of this. We know the importance of Psukhe de Zimra. It's a two-edged sword. Psukhe de Zimra is called a two-edged sword, a double-edged sword. As Elia says in the original label, the double-edged sword, because Mitzadechad, it cuts through all the mazikim and all the forces that try to prevent you getting ready for Tula. Mitzadechad, if you're not concentrating, it cuts you. These are choshuva things, Psukhe de Zimra. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Yechel Kaim Megoyim Rehalel B'chol Yoyim. My by portion be with those that complete halal every day. We're going to say halal as well now. The Pisham of Falshim is a coil psukin of Zimmer. It's not my psukin of Zimmer. So, phew. I know. It's psukin of Zimmer. You also
wait. All of it? What's the part?
I don't know. I don't know. The fact that if you're late, you can do the chitzis, when it happens, but honest, you can't rely on that lechat chila. The mikra, you'll see alarms never went off or something. So you got to double, but late, now you have to make a cheshbon. How do you get to tefillah b'tzibul? You might have to, you know, you might have to make some moves in your psukah d'zibulah. That's mutter. But if you're doing it lechat chila, where do you stay in bed?
Got a hit there.
Aval, it's such sheni. Margit pamim margisha adam shu seida roch midai b'gdei lechaven b'kuloi. Sometimes feels that psukhanism is a little bit long for me. Because you want to concentrate properly and whatever, and there's room for that as well. You see now. I can't concentrate on the whole of psukhanism. The culture came with Shabbatot for Yom Tov, Shemagish, Tirch, Gedei, Leloim, Kol Kach, Abim, Vizmorim, Ulechaven, Behem. Shabbos, you know how many, you know how long the psukah and zimri is? I have to mechaven on them. Not think about anything else, just mechaven on the tehillim that I'm saying. Aval zeh bo beikav meshe magish kefil dvorim bezmiros. Vamilim choyzeres al atzmam. He wrote all safe on tehillim. So we feel that we're repeating ourselves. A lot of the words are the same. You know, tehillim, you're saying the same things over and over and whatever. And not really, okay, you know, we don't really know what we're saying. But dvarim yaveishim bli kol chidush mimizmo lemizmo at shidama shekola mizmorim choyzim aloysa rayon lahala leshabach Hashem akol maisav agadoilim. Saying the same things, just using a bit different words, whatever, and I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm saying thank you to Hashem for all the good he does for me. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How long can you still say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for before you lose concentration? Stop thinking about something else. I mean, that's what can happen. You don't really get what we say. Must be great tzaddikim. You just say tzaddikim because you think it's got something like an atom bomb, you know? You don't even know what to do. You push a button, it blows up. That's okay. Dovid Melech put a lot of, you know, a lot of atomic power into tzaddikim. You say it, so whatever. That's what it sounds. I mean, Tzaddik says, say tzaddikim and Hashem takes away the problem. It's like a magic wand. And it has that aspect as well. We all, when you're saying to him, you don't understand what you say. You don't know what you say. You never studied to him. You never learned. You don't know what's going on. It's a magic wand, yeah? And it is. Oh, well, what about me connecting to it somehow? As tzaddikim gedolim, for sure. When the Brisker Rov was saying to him, yeah, for sure. Of an Adam, Harogil, ain't nachas v'tanug mitkol kach habay kfilois. A normal guy like me, I don't get that much pleasure from just saying the same words over and over. I mean, I don't get it. Day in and day out. It's an all silly club. I've been saying, okay, everybody can acquire for himself a real taste of tehillim. The most issues in life, you have to break it down into little pieces. Don't look at it like tehillim. Break it down slowly. Okay, it's just on. Probably won't get you from. Okay, gone. Let's take an example. An example. Hallelujah, Hashem in Hashemai. Hallelujah, Bamaroimim. Hallelujah, Kol Malacha. They're just translated into English, or that English is the worst thing to do for tehillim. You want to destroy any feelings of tehillim, do it in English because it means meaningless. We translate it because we want to get some sense of what the words mean or whatever, but the translations are very, very poor. They're trying to translate Shakespeare into Zulu. That's just not going to do it. You're going to lose something along the way. You might lose some of the, you know, whatever. The Machitzi, you look at it superficially, there is Shamashay Rechayza Kamavakamim, Shel Yainim Shapchim Haymal Hashem. What's going on here? Halum Shamayim, Halum Bermayim, Halum Kumalachov. Okay, fine. So in the heavens and the higher heavens and the Malachim, they're praising Hashem. Okay, good. that moves you. Wow, that's a schmuck. Baruch Hashem. So, Beseder, you've told me a few times in different words that I will say, praise Hashem, Gevaldik. Now you're telling me the sun and the moon and the stars also praising Hashem. You said that. Can you move on? You first told me everything in the heavens is serving Hashem. Then you tell me the sun and the moon and the stars. Then you tell me everything in the heavens is praising Hashem. Got it the first time. Stupid. Got it. Everything up there is praising Hashem. Got it. Said again and again and again. David HaMelech? David HaMelech? Don't give me a break. Why do you have to keep saying it over and over? We got it. No, you have a kasha? Well, no, it's heretical to ask kasha's brother. If you don't want to absorb the kasha. It's a major kasha. What are you doing? I said it. I got it. I got the picture. Now we know that what I just said in the Kasha isn't true because this is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is telling us something profound in each one of these aspects. You have to understand each one and understand what it's doing, and then you'll be able to connect to it. We start. We don't just say, yeah, well, David, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm out of here. You know, I could have done a better job. All this repetition, you know, even the Rishonim, we know they don't waste words. And David was a Navi, and he's waiting some words. Oh, we know he's not what every word's critical, you know. So he's trying to understand how you do that. Break it down and understand each detail. He's giving us an example of how you do that. It's a mamash chesed godol he's doing for us. Kasha'ima hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim. And you have to use your imagination here. You have to activate your imagination. Other things you don't have to activate your imagination. It works automatically. Yeah, you actually have to activate it. Yoritz dimiyoyne l'shamayim hatchulim v'hameirim. You have to take your demon into the shamayim there. Hameirim. Something to do with lightning or whatever. Hech mahalim u'mazramlim heim l'ashem. How these higher forces, these what we call malachim, whatever, how they praise Hashem. Halalub ha-meraimim. Yazav es ha-shamayim. V'yoylech es dimyoyne le-musag meraimim. Leave the shamayim. Go above, go higher to things that are way transcendent. Yazav es ha-shamayim. V'yoylech es dimyoyne le-musag meraimim. Gevur me'al gevur min ha-shamayim. Why way above the shamayim? V'gam heim ha-halalim. Hallelujah, kol malachim, v'chashav v'davar ala malachim, hanoirim ribei revovois. Awesome fiery angels, untold, billions of them, singing praise to Hashem. Hallelujah, kol tzvoiv, kol tzvah shemayim, hamuskarim v'yechetzko. The legions, the forces, the powers in that Yechezkel there talks about. Gevuim habim malachim, way above the malachim. You're out of the Shemayim, you're into the Meromim. In the Meromim, there's Malachim. Above the Malachim, there's forces great, much greater than that. The Tzvokos, the legions. V'yachshav achshav rak aleim, and just think only about them. V'kayim kishyem ishemesh. V'yachshav rak al ha-shemesh, anifla, chazoka, amachayis kol ha'ilom. Shemesh v'yareach, kol koich v'or shemesh. Just stop and think about the sun. You know what the sun is? Oh-ho. The whole world exists because of the sun. And it hangs there in the middle of nowhere. And it's okay. 170 times bigger than the earth. How do you know? Because the Rambam tells you that. Think about how the sun's praising Hashem. When you say Yareach, forget about the sun now. Rak hayarech la'einav mi'iris alayla b'yoyfiv. There's a lot of work to be done if you just break it down into little pieces. One a day, one a month. You have to work out how to do that. The Chinuch says about Leila Seder, you need two things. You need Meisen and Dimyoino. You need your imagination. If you go through the whole Leila Seder, doing everything you're supposed to do, doing all the Meisen and everything, and you leave your imagination behind, it's hard to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Very hard. Chinuch says that. This is the Ika Avoide in Musa and in growth and in Steigen is using imagination. That's why you have one. It's not meant to be. Use it for, we use it for. But it needs to be activated. It doesn't work on its own. Your imagination works on its own in the more sort of Islamic way. Dreaming about Olam Haba. In their perspective, what Olam Haba is. You want to click back into our use of them, you have to take control of it. You have to put the rider on the horse. Dimin is a very powerful tool, enormously powerful.